global community for improving your fluency and confidence in speaking English, networking with motivated professionals from all over the world, and having fun while talking about the hot topics of our time. We hold one-hour conversations on Zoom 7 times a week, Monday to Friday. Want to join the conversation? Get a 40% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code ECC40. You'll be surprised at everything the club makes possible. So join us. The link is in the notes for this episode. Now, let's dive into this week's topic, should you ditch the work-life balance? Hi, Linda. How are you today?
I'm all right. How about you?
Doing good, doing good. Very excited about today's topic, which is, should you ditch the work-life balance? And maybe before we get into that topic, we can define what it means to ditch something. I don't know if this is a word that everyone knows, but it basically means to eliminate, to get rid of, to stop doing, basically to not do something anymore, to stop something. So should you stop worrying or trying to have a work-life balance? Very interesting topic, I think, especially for busy professionals. And before we started this conversation, you said you have some very strong opinions on this. And so I am very excited to hear this.
So when someone asked me why I live in France instead of in the United States, one of the things that I talk about is the quality of life, and specifically, one of the things on my list is work-life balance, because when I lived in the US, I felt like I was working a day job, an evening job, a weekend job, just to make ends meet, right?
Yeah.
So just for the bare minimum. And I feel like now I maybe still work more than the average French person, because I'm an independent contractor, so I have to set my own hours.
Right.
But the good thing about being an independent contractor is that I can block a whole week and not have to ask anybody if that's okay, because it's my choice on if I get paid or I don't. In general here, I feel like there's more emphasis put on having that work-life balance. You have the right to not look at your phone on the weekends.
Right.
There's so many things. What do you think? Is that one of the reasons you prefer being here in France, or is that not really a factor for you?
I think it is, and in the sense, kind of like the same things that you said, is that, there was an article that a friend of mine shared with me recently, and it was about French entrepreneurs going into the US, and it was saying that, for their friends and family back in France, they were working way too hard, but in the US where they were living, they were not working enough to sort of keep up with that sort of hustle culture. So I would say, is it one of the reasons that I chose to live in France? I don't think so. Is it something that I appreciate? Definitely. And I would say kind of what I also appreciate is that, I think a lot of independent contractors or freelancers, they do tend to work more hours. And, I don't know. It depends. I'm not going to stereotype and generalize. But I think that generally we really love our jobs. And so we maybe do put in some long hours because we enjoy it. Also because if we don't, we don't make money. But I feel like, as an American, I feel like, this is not so bad. But whereas my, maybe some French friends are like, you shouldn't be working on Sundays. And I'm like, it's just like 2 hours and it's rainy. Why not? May as well. But it's Sunday. So I kind of feel like it's, comfortable for me, kind of seen as doing too much. But if I was in the US, maybe it wouldn't be doing enough. And I think, because I, like when you said, I was working morning, noon, and night and just trying to make ends meet, I think there's a lot of people in the US that is the situation, is they're just working like 80 hours. Yeah.
We have the expression, and I don't think anybody here would ever say it, is like, either you're going to make it big or you're going to die trying. Right. So you have this dream.
So go big or go home,
right. We have a million expressions for this idea of you give everything, or like you'd rather die. And that's not happening here. They give plenty, but yeah, they also take some time.
Take a break, take a nice vacation. And there was, speaking of that, this idea of, you're going to go big or die trying or whatever. I saw this somewhere the other day, and it was, do you know the song, John Henry, about the railroad, that when John Henry was just a little baby sitting on his daddy's knee.
Maybe this is something from the South.
Maybe it's from the South. Anyway, okay. So you can go and look up John Henry song on the internet, and you'll find the lyrics. But anyway, it's American folk song about this little baby, this kid named John Henry. When he's a baby, he's sitting on his dad's knee, and he says, a hammer's going to be the death of me. John Henry grows up. He decides, I'm going to try to race a machine that lays down railroad tracks. So he's going to be manually hammering down the railroad track. On the other side, there's a machine, and they're going to see who finishes, who does the job fastest. Spoiler alert, John Henry wins the race. He goes faster than the machine, but then he lays down his hammer and he dies of a heart attack. So I was like, this is it. This is the quintessentially American folk story of go big or die trying. I'm going to beat the machine. I'm going to win. I'm going to prove I can do it. But as soon as I do, I'm going to lay down and have a heart attack.
That could be a whole separate podcast, frankly.
Cultural references in the U.S. that encourage the absence of work-life balance. Well, right?
I was thinking about how people kill themselves during their career and then don't even necessarily live to enjoy their retirement.
To enjoy their retirement, well, exactly.
Absolutely, we don't have enough time for that.
To go into that one, right. Yeah, but it's the idea, I think, the work-life balance. Yeah, I agree that it's important. And I don't feel like work-life balance means saying I only work X number of hours, because it's more of, for me anyway, a question of making sure that you have time to recharge and to, recharge 100%. Your batteries, recharge your energy. Maybe you need, 20 hours each week to do that. Maybe you need 5 hours each week. That's going to be a very personal thing. But I feel like, for me anyway, work-life balance is managing your recharging time.
I also think, especially for people that are independent contractors or entrepreneurs, it could be that you have a period of time where you work a ton. Mm. And then you take an extra few days off, right? Mm. Or for example, the last 3 months, so I've been working at the university, and I spend my weekends prepping. I spend my weekends grading. Now the semester is over this week and next week because of Easter, it's extended. And the week after, I'm going to Malta. And then when I get back, I will have a week of nothing.
Yeah, right.
I'm not taking appointments. I'm not planning anything. I might even just sit in my apartment and do art for a week.
And do whatever. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's important. And yeah, and it's good to have that freedom.
But until this point, it's just been crazy busy. And I'll recharge and then I can complete the rest of the year at the business school and I'll be all right.
Exactly. No, I think that's what you've got to manage your energy. And I feel like it's about managing your energy more than managing time. But yeah. Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Linda.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. But if you want to do more than just listen and you want to practice speaking, get more vocabulary, and get the confidence in English that you need for your career and business, join us in the English Conversation Club. You get 40% off your first month with the code ECC40. And the link to join is in the podcast notes. This is Christina and Linda from Business English with Christina, and we'll talk to you soon.